This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I always appreciate your time. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Seriously. You know, I always love when Brad Dacus is on. If you get to pji.org, check him out. Head up to our website, though, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also do a bunch of things up there. You can give me your email address, because we send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what's happening. And also, on top of that, you know, if you don't want the emails, I get it. I don't want a whole bunch of emails either. But if you don't, you know, what you need to do is the text messaging. That's another way to get informed. So you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And you'll just get a message before the show starts. I don't send them out every night because I figure, you know, you can figure it out. You're big people, right? You're seasoned people, right? And you need to be engaged. You need to be informed. You need to understand what's going on. Also, there's a donation button there. I know sometimes it sounds like a begging. I'm not begging. I'm just telling you that, you know, we have been squelched. Big time. You know, sir, we used to get, about 2 million views a day. I'm sorry, 2 million views a month, right? On the website. And sometimes we get 20, sometimes we get 20, we get 20,000, or we get 20 views. It just depends. And it doesn't depend just on the titles. We've got other people I know that are going that are not getting the traffic they used to get, and they're all with conservative sites, all of them. Anyway, so anything you can do to help out. All right. This comes from the Business Insider magazine. And apparently governments around the world, they're considering taxing red meat like tobacco. But it's not to make a whole bunch of money. No, that's not it at all. They want to do it to save the planet. That's right. They figure if they charge you enough, if they tax you enough, then there'd be a large reduction in meat consumption, which means there'd be a large reduction in carbon emissions. These people are lunatics, right? A new report by the Fitch Solutions reveals that a sin tax, if you would, currently, and I don't mean S-Y-N, I'm talking S-I-N, tax, currently put on products like sugary drinks and tobacco, could soon be applied to meat. Like sugar, red meat has been linked to an increased risk of cancer and heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Which is really funny because, you know, people have been vegans all their life, die of those things. So, I'm sorry, I'm more confused than I was before. The research follows a recent UN report that found that the human food system accounts for 37% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Human food system? Introducing a tax on meat would likely accelerate the recent trend of vegetarian, vegan, and flexitarian diets. Fitch Solution claims the taxes were as successful as constraining the global appetite for meat. The reduction in carbon emissions could be enormous. Right? Tax us into doing what you want us to do. Isn't that nice? These people are a piece of work. So it says, first the taxman came for your cigars, now he's coming for your steak. Can you imagine that? Because it's not expensive enough already, right? It just, again, it never stops with these people. And if they don't get you to cut down on your meat, they'll take your tax money, and they'll blow that, too. I love this. The new research by the company predicts that such a tax, if they started locally, and I mean in one country, it'll go through countries across the globe. I think globe. The global rise of sugar taxes makes it easy to envision a similar wave for meat taxes. I love this. Now, last week, apparently, there was a coalition of cross-party German politicians. They proposed a VAT tax, right? Value-added tax on meat from 7% to 19%. So they're gonna raise it, what, over, well, it doesn't even give you a time frame, so I guess it's immediately. Right? They're going to raise this thing by like 12% overnight? So, I mean, I don't understand. This is why you have to be careful who you elect on so many levels. And again, the UN, because the UN reported it, must be true. And all this noise comes hot on the heels of a UN report which found that the human food system accounts for 37% of all greenhouse gas emissions. The production of meat, especially red meat, is responsible for much of that. A 2011 study found that lamb followed by beef are by far the worst offenders. In other words, they are passing too much gas. How do you like that? See, that was good. It was clean. These concerns have supported the growing uptake of meat-free diets. Meat alternatives have begun going mainstream. Companies like Beyond Meat enjoying, like, I mean, these guys, their stocks are flying all over the place. And then I love the commercials they have where they have, look at Real Meat Eaters. I'm not going to think that a plant-based product is going to taste or feel like meat. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Come on, happy, happy. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Thanks so much for being with us. So much appreciated the time that you're spending with us. And well, I'd say dealing with us, but I don't think I'm much to deal with. But the, you know, the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and just being part of the conversation as a whole. And you need to be part of the conversation. You really do need to be part of it. Get informed. I hate it when I'm talking with somebody in there. All they're doing is just pushing back or spewing out the party talking points. Right? It's just craziness. Anyway, we're talking about how they're trying to tax red meat across the globe, but not for the reasons you think. Right? I mean, the idea behind it is that If they tax it high enough, you'll stop eating it. If you stop eating it, well, you will have less greenhouse gases. How's that? Okay? If we have less greenhouse gases, then we'll have less problems with with global climate warming, cooling, whatever it's called. It's just amazing. Now, what's funny about this? Think this through. Think how this works. Who do you think is the top producer of red meat? What country? Right, they make it sound like it's us, but in reality, it's China. So China produces almost twice as much meat, red meat, as we do. So if that's the case, if that's the reality, I'll tell you what, you get China to stop doing it, you get China to double and triple tax their meat, then we'll talk. But why is it that we always have to take a beating on this stuff? Why is it always us that's stepping out in front and nobody catches up? The two biggest polluters for greenhouse gases or whatever. Again, who are we talking about? China and India. And I was reading an article the other day about who puts more plastic into the system. We're like 18th on the list. And yet, who does it always fall on? Who takes the brunt of all of this? Again, once being, this was just considered a fringe policy. But sugar taxes brought a lot of money in. Right? The UK, Mexico, Dubai, all have like a 50% tax on sugar. Which is big bucks, if you think about it. So they're hoping by raising, and they want to get to 20%, but they're hoping by raising the taxes enough, you'll cut back on all the stuff, and therefore, you'll save the planet. Let me tell you what, there's some people I know, personally, if they don't get their meat, there ain't no saving the planet. You know what I mean? They're going to be out of their minds. So another one, as they say, bites the dust in California. Lazy Boy is closing a California plant. Now, the thing about this is that everybody's going to, oh, hey, look at Mr. Trump. Look what he did. The Donald, he's bringing jobs in. Look what he's losing. Well, Lazy Boy actually is not getting rid of the jobs. They're moving out of the state mostly because of regulations. It is so hard to do business in the state of California, and they don't care. Some other company will come in. Some other green company will come in that they'll be quite happy with. So they reported, even though they reported slimmer profits on stronger sales, the furniture maker boosted sales 7.5%. They beat the analysis forecasts. Right? But now, they've decided that they're moving. Right? So they're strong. They said, look, the results of the quarter demonstrate the strength of the company. Right? The brand is still selling. People still want the chairs. It hasn't really dipped at all, right? They're delivering the product. They're delivering Class A product. So they're going to shutter a plant in Redlands, California. 350 workers will be out of business. But, when we talk about this stuff, you guys and I, we've talked about this before. It's not just the workers at the plant. Remember, they closed the plant or they, quote-unquote, shuttered the plant. You've got electricians and carpenters and plumbers and maintenance people, right? There's water companies, there's electric companies. They're in and around town that people work for. They're going to lose their jobs, too. There won't be enough work for them. The plant closing is being made as Lazy Boy announced plans to further strengthen the supply chain manufacturing footprint. So the production from the 200,000 square foot, 200, a pretty big place. In Redlands, will be moved to other places in North American facilities. No, not Mexico. They're looking at Dayton and Tennessee. So it'll stay in this country, just not in California. Wonder why that is. California is one of the toughest places. When you're talking about chemicals, right, working with those chairs, you're talking about woodworking chemicals, you know, they've got leather, all kinds of stuff going into those chairs. It's a big deal to do business in this state, in California. What are they saying? If you wanted to open a brand new Burger King, by the time you get done with the EPA, right, all the air quality tests and all that, everything that you have to go through, the permit process, it's almost 3 years, they say, from the time you make the first request to you turn the first shovel of dirt. In Texas, the place is open in 8 months. No joke. Dead serious. Lazy Boy went on to say that when we get the impact that these actions will have on those employees affected, and we'll provide outplacement assistance during the transition period. However, after an in-depth review of our supply chain due to the ongoing productivity improvements, we determined that these moves will further optimize our operations. So they're making money. They're in good shape. This California is a problem for them. Right? And they don't care. California, they could care less. Because like I said, I've talked to some of these legislators. I've talked to somebody in the governor's office. The attitude was, that's all right. Well, another company will eventually move in. All right. And we're going to do a whole bunch of college campus crazies. Stuff that should go through you like, I don't know, like wildfire. And this is where your tax dollars are going. I hope you're excited about it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is bringing tropical storm force winds, heavy rain, and storm surge to Florida's east coast. The Category 2 storm is moving north along that coast. Evacuations have been ordered in parts of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, where it may come ashore late Thursday. Mike Sprayberry is North Carolina's Director of Emergency Management.
Rain, storm surge, and winds will all be a significant threat for this event, particularly east of I-95, with the greatest hazards being along our coastline. The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. At least 5 people are dead. Officials say that total will increase. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Being with me, enjoying. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I do enjoy this. I think this crazy stuff is so cool. Nobody would believe it. Seriously. Can you imagine talking about somebody's stories to your dad or mom 20 years ago saying, you know, eventually they're going to get down to doing this. Does everybody have to be smoking dope to be, well, maybe they are. I don't know. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com. Sign up for the email blast or sign up for text messaging. Email blast is very right there in your face. Text messaging, you want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222 if you want to get some alerts about the show. All right, Berkeley, the bastion of silliness. Not even silliness, craziness. They're just gone up there. Right? They're now offering credits for Pokemon Academy, Marvel, and Hogwarts classes. I mean, this is college. You're paying big bucks for this. Right? University of California, Berkeley program features student-run courses. And they're offering students the chance to study Pokemon, Hogwarts, and the Marvel Comics universe while receiving upward of 2 credits towards their degree. Hey, what did you study in college? Well, I studied the Hogwarts and Pokemon. Right. Let me just show you where the front door is, right? The DeCal program, a student-run course program offered by the university, allows students to create their own classes on any subject that they choose to study. The program boasts more than 150 semesterly courses in which 3,000 to 4,000 UC Berkeley students typically enroll. So these, as part of their curriculum, they have to come up with a class. They have to figure out how to teach that class, offer that class, and fill that class, no matter how stupid it is. The responsibility of such courses rests on the department chair. Faculty members and student facilitator who all sign a contract of understanding before the DECAL is reviewed by the Committee of Courses and Instruction. Grades are only offered as a pass, no pass. One such course the students at DECAL are offering to their peers is Cal Pokemon Academy. The course that offers two courses units upon completion, the course will cover the history of the franchise, which includes marketing, popular media, and well as the games themselves. We also discuss social issues within the Pokeverse. Now, that's the part. What issues within the Pokeverse? I mean, really, seriously, they're not real creatures. God. And then they're gonna go through theoretical science behind your favorite creature. So it's all make-believe. It's all fake. They seem to like that. It seems to really, really help them get by or get through things. I don't even know. Now, according to the syllabus, a copy of which Campus Reform obtained, students will need to draw a picture of themselves as a trainer alongside their favorite Pokemon. They're going to design their own card for the trading card games, create a recruitment ad, right, and create a parody of one of the franchise's songs. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm looking at this stuff going, okay, our education system suffers across the country and across the globe, and this is what we're doing. You think they're doing the same thing in a Chinese college? You know they're not doing it in an Iranian college, right? I mean, I wonder what's going on in Italy and Greece and France and even the UK, who tends to be a little off at times. One of the classes being offered is UC Hogwarts, the wonderful wizarding world of Harry Potter. Right, so they're going to focus on the Harry Potter book series, why it's so compelling, right? Why generations of readers, you know, just love the book, don't want to put it down or disavow that they've even read it. Now they're going to discuss the history of magic, witchcraft, wizardry, social hierarchies, and the role of, drum roll please, race in culture. God, this doesn't get any better than this. How about we really study reality? What do you think about that? It's a novel idea, I realize that. But how about the real things going on in society? How do you fight, push back, and deal with the real things happening in society? What do you think? Right? Why do we need safe spaces? It's not because of negative conversations, it's because our kids can't take anything negative. Right? What do we need? How do we make it better? How do we strengthen our kids? How about we deal with all that? Instead of figuring out how you line up with some kind of cartoon character. Right? Look, it ain't that hard. It really isn't. You know, it doesn't require a whole bunch of brain surgery for this one. Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, she blamed the violence on guns from Texas. Poor Texas. They really get nailed with everything. The Dems must really hate the freedom and the liberty that Texas affords its people. They must hate it. Because you notice that Newsom, he blamed Texas for our homeless situation here in California. It was great. Apparently, they're flying them in here, they're driving them here, they're dropping them off here. And the same thing here. The mayor says that this money's coming in, I mean, these guns are coming in from Texas. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, she lashed out at Texas Senator Ted Cruz this week. And then she beat on the state as a whole for contributing to the city's gun crimes. The Democrat was none too thrilled with Mr. Cruz on Monday for pointing out the Chicago's gun control efforts that weren't working. She let him know, with a direct order, keep our name out of your mouth. Yeah, no. This is the Gestapo attitude to the left. This is the attitude that they have, that what they say is, look, first of all, think about what she's saying here. You don't have a right to talk about Chicago or anything about... Why? You guys lost 7 lives this weekend. You have 50-some-odd people shot. You deserve to be made fun of. And the people of Chicago, what do you vote these people in for? Why don't you just, as President Trump said, you've been doing this for like 80 years now. Why don't you try a more conservative approach? Just give it a shot. You know? Gun control doesn't work. Look at Chicago, he said. Disarming law-abiding citizens is not the answer. Especially when you think of what went down this weekend, over the Labor Day weekend. Mr. Cruz's commentary, for all intents and purposes, echoed that of Chicago's leading police superintendent. So the superintendent, the police department, agree with Cruz. They agree that they have a gun issue, but the gun issue is not necessarily that they're coming up from Texas. And yet the mayor refuses to acknowledge. Right? Same thing with the last mayor, refused to acknowledge. Do you remember Rahm Emanuel? The problem we have in Chicago is not guns, it's crime. People won't obey the law. Yeah, that's kind of what crime is there, Rahm. I thought that was great. It was hilarious. He dug himself in for about two or three sentences. I think he realized how asinine what he was saying was, and he backed out of it. He goes, We know who a lot of these people are. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over and over and over and over again. Mr. Johnson said after a weekend in which 52 people were shot, it's just a vicious cycle. So until we hold the violent offenders accountable in the way that they should be, we're going to continue this. You know, one of the gang members that they were interviewing a few weeks back, he said, it's a joke. I get picked up with a gun. I go into jail. They keep me in there for 4, 5, or 6 hours because they're overcrowded, and this is such a minor thing at this time for them. I go out the back door. I pick up another gun, and I'm back at it again. It's just round and round and round and round and round. Ms. Lightfoot, however, she blamed coward Republicans from out of state for not enacting Chicago-style gun laws. Right. Because it's worked so well for you and other states and other cities, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You know, these college campuses just getting worse and worse and worse. Kansas University, the faculty there, they want Chick-fil-A banned because they don't like what it stands for. Apparently, standing for dead fried chicken is a bad thing. I don't know. You know, I just don't get it. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? Because you're not part of the problem. If you're part of my group, you better not be part of the problem. So, if you want to contribute to the show, you want to see the show succeed, you just head up to the website. We have a donate button there. That's one way to do it. $5, $10, $15, $5,000, I don't care, whatever. Whatever you decide to give. And also, you can give us your email address. We send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what's happening. And, you know, it just really, and for all intents and purposes, it's just information. You can kill it anytime you want to. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We're back at the mayor of Chicago, that we can lovingly refer to as Ms. Lightfoot. That's how she writes it. Don't get on me, get on her. She's upset that, you know, Ted Cruz told her, hey, look, you know, disarming law-abiding citizens isn't going to fix anything for you people. And he's right.
Yeah, they keep wanting to do it. These are the lunatics. They keep wanting to do it their way. And then when it doesn't work, they double down. Which I don't get. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Right? She's blaming cowardly Republicans from out of state for not enacting Chicago stuff. Isn't that funny? Because you got her, and the guy before her kept saying the same thing, which means they don't want to take responsibility. The gang members will love it. They even say, hey, we love it, because here's the deal. You really think, this is what I love about this, that these people are going to, the thugs are going to a local gun shop and buying them legally? Are you serious? She says over 60% of the guns come from statistics showing the origin of guns confiscated. Over 60% of the guns came from Illinois, with Indiana 21%. I'm sorry, Illinois 40%, Indiana 21%. While 1.8% of Chicago's guns came from Texas. So how is she blaming Texas? This has got to be Dem math. Has to be. You know, it just, again, it just never stops with these people. Common sense totally eludes them, makes no sense to them. You've got this no gun tolerance, and yet you've got people being killed every weekend in your city. Where's Sharpton and Jackson? Where's the outrage? Where's all those Hollywood types when you need them? Why aren't they outraged? Mad, upset, whatever. Why? Because the reality here is they don't care. Right? No, seriously, they don't care. Because Jackson, I know, see, I get tongue twisted because I really would like to lay in on one of these guys if they would call the show. Jackson, Sharpton, Mr. Obama. Go into the streets of Chicago. Bring that million man march with you. Bring all those people who love and care about Chicago and the city. And clean up your own streets. What would be so wrong with that? 855-REAL-JOE. 855. Oh, God. I just can't stand it. The more and more I read about Chicago, the more and more I read about... Look, you've got electeds fighting with police officials. And not because the police officials want more money or they want they want things that are unreasonable. Yeah, because they want them to actually give them what they need to keep the city safe. Right? Think about it. Probably wouldn't be that hard. Give them more police. How is it? I don't understand this at all. How is it that the gang members, and more than one, say it's great because they go in the front door and out the back in a relatively short period of time? Even when they're picked up on gun charges, carrying a gun illegally. And any one of these people who says, what it is, the guns are coming in from other states. And No. Why? Because you really think the criminals are going to follow the law? Yeah. Ain't going to happen. Anyway, again I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Okay, the lovely people, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of good Iranian people, all right? I know some, I've worked with some. No, I don't know a whole bunch of them, but the few I have, I know, they're good people. But the Iranian government, now that's a whole different animal, right? The people in charge, whole different animal. And apparently there was a... Iranian oil tanker that came close to the coast of Syria. The captain refuses to cooperate with delivery, right? With our government. Now the Adrian Darya, looks like it says, the Iranian oil tanker that the U.S. has pursued for several days, is now fewer than 10 nautical miles from the shores of Syria. Now the captain of the vessel, I'll call him Captain Kumar because I can't pronounce his first name, has been refusing to cooperate with a planned oil delivery and has asked to be dismissed or replaced. The ship, formerly known as the Grace 1, turned off its tracking system as it sailed towards Syria on Monday. By entering Syrian waters, the vessel was defying a commitment of the United Kingdom
The United Kingdom said, we'll release your ship. We'll let you go. But you cannot deliver this oil to Syria. So, true to form for the Iranian government, they said, sure, no, we won't go to Syria. Are you nuts? No, we wouldn't do that. The minute they let the boat go, started heading towards Syria. So, you know, again, you can't trust them. These are the same people we made a deal with that supposedly they were going to let us in to check their, you know, their nuclear power plants, the nuclear refining facilities, anytime we want to go. But, oh, the caveat was we can go anytime we want to go, provided we give them a 21-day notice. And then in that 21-day notice, they could decide whether we got to test the soil or they got to test the soil. And then what they would do is they would bring us the soil and swear that it was from the area that we were looking at, that it was from one of the plants that we were going to check. I mean, amazing. That's like the criminal, letting the criminal be their own judge. By entering Syrian waters, the vessel was defined commitment and made to the UK. Right? The ship had been carrying 2.5 million barrels of Iranian crude oil, worth about $130 million. On Friday, the Treasury Department hit the tanker and its captain with sanctions, among the latest punishments targeting Iran's energy industry. Good. Don't give them the money. We either all play together or we don't play at all. You know, they perceive themselves to be the power player in the area. They are thugs. They control a lot of the terrorism in the area. Now, frequently, I didn't know this, Iranian oil tankers, they turn off their automatic tracking systems because they don't want the other ships to know what they're carrying. Now, we know tensions are high in the Gulf right now. But I'd like to ask some of you, do you back down? Do you stop? You stop enforcing the sanctions and or even the UN rules? See, remember, this isn't just the United States doing this to Iran. The Brits are on board with this, and so are others. The Trump administration imposed still more sanctions on Iran, this time targeting the country's space agency, which I don't think is a bad thing. Any place you're going to put pain on them, any place you're going to be able to keep them from moving quickly, you know, turning quickly, moving quickly on an issue, so be it. Go for it. We're talking about your health in the next hour. You know, I mean, in all seriousness, people, there's a million ways to get health care. There's a million ways to take care of yourself. There's a million ways to get what's perceived to be as insurance. And you just need to know about them. I know a lot of you, you know, coming up on re-enrollment. And I know people, I just talked to somebody, I was going to try to have them on the show tonight, who works for Liberty Health Care, and said he loved it. They paid the whole bill. He didn't have any major issues. And he actually found humans. Yeah, humans, real people he could talk with, unlike some of those other insurance companies. Also, the next hour, we're going to talk about British Prime Minister Boris Johnson got a major blow. You know, his opponents seized the parliamentary agenda control, which means he's now calling for a new general election, which I think is kind of crazy, actually. You know, and the biggest problem that's going on here is that the House of Commons is thwarting the will of the people. The people want out. They want to be their own country again. And Parliament is not happy about it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. For some of you, you're done. We'll catch you tomorrow. But for others, you got another hour coming up. Check us out on the web, therealside.com. We'll be back in a little bit.